Trump reveals many of Iran's military leaders killed in strike. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 4, 2026. President Donald Trump revealed that many of Iran's military leaders had been killed in a strike, adding that those leaders had led the country poorly and unwisely. Many of Iran's military leaders, who have led them poorly and unwisely, are terminated, along with much else, with this massive strike in Tehran, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. Included in Trump's post was a video, which appeared to show the strike. Earlier in the day, Trump warned that time was running out for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz before all hell will rain down on them. "Remember when I gave Iran 10 days to make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait," Trump wrote in his post. "Time is running out, 48 hours before all hell will rain down on them." Breitbart News's Joshua Klein reported that Trump's post on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz comes as he has previously warned that if Tehran refused to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and failed to reach terms, the United States could strike major regime infrastructure. The post amounted to a renewed warning that Trump is prepared to follow through if Iran continues choking off the vital waterway while dragging its feet on a diplomatic resolution. Trump had previously warned that if Tehran refused to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and failed to reach terms, the United States could strike major regime infrastructure, including electric generating plants, oil wells, and Karg Island, the country's main oil export hub. The renewed ultimatum came as the administration appeared increasingly skeptical that indirect diplomacy would produce a breakthrough before Monday's deadline. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi claimed Saturday that Tehran's position was being misrepresented by U.S. media and insisted the regime had never refused to go to Islamabad, while saying what Iran cared about were the terms of a conclusive and lasting end to the illegal war that is imposed on us. CNN reported that Iranian officials issued a warning that the United States and Israel would face the punishment of hell if the conflict expands.